The following podcast is part of the Asian Civilizations Museum's Saturdays at ACM. Join our two explorers on an adventure to discover a whole new world. Who knows what this adventure will entail as we journey into the unknown and travel back in time with two Asian legends. In this podcast, you will hear the story, Sang Kalimbay. I hear it! The river!
Look! Right through the clearing!
Finally, we made it! Sungai Pahang, River Pahang.
We were walking for hours, but it was all worth it. Look at this view.
Everyone at home, picture this. It is a beautiful day. The sun is shining. The clouds are drifting lazily in the blue sky. There's lush greenery all around. Tall green trees, thick tufts of grass going right up above our ankles.
The birds are singing. You can see some of them perch right on the branches of the trees. There are butterflies fluttering amongst the bushes. And of course, right in front of us, the Pahang River. Its waters glistening in the sun. A stream of water gently flowing.
It's beautiful. How peaceful. Everyone at home, make the sounds of the river. The sounds of the birds whistling. Put your hands together and make a butterfly flying and flapping its wings.
Did you know the Pahang River is the longest river in the Malay Peninsula? It is 459 kilometers long. And there is a legend said to have happened right here, along the Pahang River.
The legend of Sang Kalimbay. Sang Kalimbay was a giantess, and it was believed that she originated right here in Pahang, living on the banks of the river.
She was three times as big as an average human. She was described as an ugly sight. Thick eyebrows, ears big as an elephant's ears, and big, sharp fangs for teeth.
Although beast-like, Sang Kalimbay was not vicious. She lived along the river, feeding mostly on bamboo and fruits. She got along well with the villagers who lived nearby, and often people would bring food to her.
But one day, Sang Kalimbay was unknowingly cursed. All of a sudden, she greeted or responded to a living being. That living being would be turned into stone.
It all began one day when Sang Kalimbay was walking in the jungle. Everyone at home, hit our palms together to make the loud sounds of Sang Kalimbay's footsteps. In the distance, she saw a pair of elephants, a mother and its young.
Elephants, dear friends.
Sang Kalimbay had always loved the elephants. You see, most animals avoided Sang Kalimbay, especially the smaller species like the monkeys, the squirrels, or the mouse deer. It wasn't that the giantess was unkind to them. It was because more often than not, one of them would be trampled to death unknowingly by Sang Kalimbay. But not the elephants.
Good morning, dear elephants. How are you today? Where are you going this fine morning? Hello? Why are you both silent? And you stopped moving.
Sang Kalimbai walked closer to the elephants.
What's wrong? Why are you standing so still? I was about to ask you if I could join you on your walk. Hello? Wait a minute. Stone elephants? I must be seeing things. I could have sworn you two were moving just a while ago. Must be the heat getting to me, talking to stone elephants. Although, I've crossed this path many times, and I've never seen these stone elephants before. Oh, I must say, what amazing likeness! Only a very talented sculptor could have made these elephants look so real. Huh, must be the humans. I'll go down to the nearest village and ask them.
When Sang Kalimbai reached the village, she saw the villagers were all busy preparing for a grand feast. There was a man standing out in the open, cooking over the fire pit. It smelled delicious. Everyone at home, take a whiff and smell the delicious food roasting over the fire. Sang Kalimbai couldn't help herself. Her stomach growled fiercely and echoed through the jungle.
Ah, Sang Kalimbai, you are here.
What is that you're cooking? It smells divine.
I'm cooking
stone? He turned into stone. Oh, that's definitely not a sculpture. It must be a disease. I must warn everyone else. Villagers, something strange is happening. I saw two elephants, but then they became stones. And the same thing happened again. Look, the cook has turned to stone as well.
As Sang Kalimbai ran to the villagers, everyone she spoke to froze and turned into stone. Giantess then realized that it wasn't a disease. It was her. She had been cursed.
No! Everyone is turning into stone. Anyone and anything I talk to turns to stone. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No matter how many people she turned to or how profusely she apologized, every single one turned into stone. Sang Kalimbai ran deep into the jungle before she could do more harm.
I turned half of the villagers into stone. From today, I swear I will never speak to any living thing again.
Sang Kalimbai became a recluse, hiding deep in the jungle, afraid to meet anyone. Soon, word spread from village to village that a terrifying giant was out to turn them all into stone. Everyone at home, turn to the person on your right and tell them, "Beware of Sang Kalimbai." Now turn to the person on your left and say, "Beware of Sang Kalimbai." Now shout as loud as you can so that everyone will hear you. "Beware of Sang Kalimbai." One day, Sang Kalimbai was out foraging for food. She came upon a small rural village she had not seen before. She hid amongst the trees and watched. There was an old man stirring a large pot of porridge. Everyone at home, help the old man stir the pot. Hold your arm out and move it in a circle, stirring the very large pot of porridge.
trees. Scylla, Scylla, come, come. Have some porridge. There is more than enough to share.
Sanka Limbai remained silent, fearing that she might turn the man into stone.
I know you are there. Come on out. Tell me who you are. I'm afraid I've lost most of my sight. I can hardly recognize anyone these days.
He can't see. Oh, he must not know it's me, Sanka Limbai. Oh, he is kind-hearted. I must avoid him.
Well, if you are afraid to come over here, I'll come to you. Here, have a bowl of porridge.
Sanka Limbai backed away from the approaching man, but the old man was quick, and soon he was nearing. Sanka Limbai panicked.
No, don't come any nearer. No, 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 no. I didn't mean to.
The old man turned to stone. Frustrated and angry, Sanka Limbai picked up the big pot of porridge and threw it into the Pahang River. That big pot became an island in the Pahang River, known as Batu Kari. The porridge flowed down the river and washed up on a village near the riverbank. The village became known as Kampong Bubor, Porridge Village. Meanwhile, the people of the nearby villages decided that something must be done. The elders of every village along the Pahang River gathered and held a meeting.
I believe that Sanka Limbai is good at heart. If she really wanted to turn all of us into stone, she could have done that. Instead, she hides herself.
Yes, we just need a plan to drive her away from Pahang once and for all.
What do you suggest?
We need to scare her into hiding. Let her think she's not the only giant here. We must make her believe that the lands here are ruled by bigger and nastier giants.
But there are no other giants. How will we make her believe that?
Here is what we do. We create the illusion of a village of giants. Every village will volunteer their biggest person. We will dress them up to look like infant giants.
We start making big bamboo cradles. We'll paint wings on tortoise shells and make them look like flies.
When she approaches, we take the biggest boulders we can find and we throw them against the ground. She'll think the giants are approaching. Now get to work, everybody.
You would not believe the sight the next day. 7 full-grown men dressed in diapers, lying in giant cradles, crying like babies. Everyone at home, join in and make the sound of crying giant babies. Meanwhile, the other villagers were hiding, 5 to a boulder, ready to lift and throw it. Together, the villagers rallied and shouted in one voice, Sanka Limbai! Everyone at home, use the loudest, most giant-like voice you have and bellow, Sanka Limbai! Startled, Sanka Limbai followed the sound of her name. She was astonished by what she saw.
It can't be! These are the young of giants. I never knew there were other giants here. The flies. I've never seen flies as big as this. This must be a village of giants. Why did they call for me? Oh, they must have heard about my curse. They called me here to get rid of me before I can turn any of them into stone. Oh, there is no way I can win a village of giants. Look at the size of their babies. They must be bigger than I am.
Suddenly, came the loud crashes of the boulders hitting the earth.
The giants are coming! The giants are coming! Oh, I am in no competition for them. I am outnumbered. I must hide myself, and I can never be seen in the open again.
San Kalimbai retreated into the jungle and hid herself. She was never heard of or seen again along the Pahang River. The villagers of Pahang felt sorry for the giantess, for she was once their friend. They continued to leave out food offerings for her deep in the jungle.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the story. Join us again in the next podcast to hear the story, Taro's Promise.
The story and voices are presented by Dawn Lee and Michelle Buerta. The music and sound pieces are from Kevin McLeod at incompetech.com, creativecontentmedia.co.uk, freesound.org, and Berg Records. This production is presented by Act 3 International.
Thank you, Asian Civilizations Museum, for having us, and to UOL for your support. And of course, thank you to everyone at home for joining us. Thank you, and goodbye.